Good morning, a Wednesday morning post-primary. We have some results to talk about with our political observer, Alan Chartok. But before we do that, I want to let folks know, Alan, you're going to be up in Plattsburgh with the Rotary Club. It will mean you won't be on the panel, but we'll get to hear your thoughts in just a moment.
Yeah, David, I'm very excited. We love our Plattsburgh listeners. There are many of them. We hear from them on a regular basis. And the least I can do is get my keister up there and give a little talk to the Rotary today.
Well, the results, at least most of them, are in New York, Alan. Let's start with the presidential candidates. Trump and Clinton win New York.
Well, that's right, David. Trump really slaughtered the opposition, and the man he calls Lying Ted came in third. And, of course, what do you expect if you think you're going to prop yourself up with voters by coming down hard on New York, and then you come into New York, you think they're going to tell you that you're wonderful, think again. So he's off and out of here. That means that, of course, Trump is well on his way to getting what he needs, but he's not there yet. And one wonders if in the end he doesn't have quite enough to go and they deprive him of this nomination, will that mean that the Republican base will be split asunder in such a way that it can't be put back together again because so many people voted for Trump and will be disappointed? In the Democratic side, you have Hillary Clinton, who is, after all, the front runner there. It looks like she's getting close enough to seal this thing up. But her problem is going to be making sure that the Democratic base all comes back together. The Bernieite community has been, polled. And they say, well, I'm not going to vote for her no matter what. Or some of them say it anyway. I don't believe that, by the way, because I think there's so many things at stake here, like Supreme Court nominations and others. But I do think that it's going to take some real reconciliation efforts on Hillary Clinton's part, assuming she gets this nomination, which it now certainly looks like she has pretty much wrapped up. I just don't see how she loses it now. So the New York Times is saying, stay in, Bernie, and stay in for all of you who have gone through this process. And take it to the convention and don't let anybody take it away from you. Kasich on the Republican side, they're saying, and Bernie Sanders on the Democratic side. So I'm suggesting that we are in a different place than we were yesterday.
Let's go to some of the more significant races in New York State. We'll start with Assembly Speaker Sheldon Silver, of course, convicted of corruption, about to be sentenced. His assembly district in Lower Manhattan. Voters chose Alice Cancel, a Democrat who eked out a win over Yulene New, a Working Families Party candidate, who had described Ms. Cancel as a creature of Mr. Silver's machine. That's from the Times this morning.
David, this is very interesting. You know, this means that even though we have a healthy third party now, which is the Working Families Party, and which has shown some muscle in the past, they still couldn't beat the candidate who is closest to Sheldon Silver, even though he is in some state of disgrace right now. It's an extraordinary story because a lot of people thought that the alternative candidate was the more popular one. But this is a country of two parties, and third parties have a hard time breaking through. People are born Democrats or Republicans the way often, not always, but often they are born Jewish or Catholic or Protestant. And that becomes part of their identities, and it's very hard to get enough people to stray from that.
Now to the Senate race, Alan, which holds the balance of power in the New York State Senate. And we see that the Democrat Todd Kominsky, his granduncle Mel Brooks, of course, robocalling for him. Kominsky declared victory shortly after 11 p.m. last night. However, the vote difference between he and his opponent, Christopher McGrath, the Republican, is only 780 votes. It's a little too close to call at this point with absentee ballots out.
Well, once again, we see the frailty of pollsters, because the pollsters, just a few days before this race was committed to history, those pollsters were showing Kominsky losing by 8 to 10 points. Once again, proving a couple of things. You can't always believe that people are being honest with their pollsters, and that certain demographics will come out in larger numbers than they were expected to by the pollsters who have these models that they go to. And then the other thing is, with such close vote tallies, there will be people waking up this morning saying, I should have voted.